Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High. This is Dr. Danielle Gaudry from Cal State East Bay. I'd like to welcome you to the CMEA Bay Section Music Festival here at Castro Valley High School. Very nice sounds to begin here. It's very brave of you to begin with piano dynamic in the opening piece. Good balance. I like that I'm hearing the violas and cellos very well. Nice sensitive playing overall. Second violins, when you have that spot at measure 36 that no one else has, I know there's a decrescendo and you did that really well. I would maybe lean into it a little bit more because no one else has it. And I like that you're doing this with a 2 feel rather than a 4 feel. Very nice pizzicato in the basses. So great following your director there into moving into this new 6/8 section. I would say that you want to maybe detach the first two notes of each group even more. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da, so that they don't, the sound doesn't blend, so they don't sound like just one note. And also be careful of the intonation of violins, that you're truly in octaves, particularly for the first violins there. Change of dynamic to piano. Very good ending. It was really together, beautiful, sensitive dynamics, nice pizzicatos together. What I would encourage you to do with this piece is consider how you might show more difference in the sections through the phrasing and the shapes, so that each variation truly has a different character of sorts. Some of them are similar, but how could you make them more different? You're playing beautifully. The notes and the rhythms and everything is together and in tune. So now, I mean, that would be my suggestion for taking this one step further. Second violins, that pickup note in measure two, you can let that have a bit more importance. Some very nice playing, especially in the second violins, well done, and the violas and cellos as well. So that note right there at the beginning of 21, make sure that it goes all the way to the rest and that it doesn't lose momentum, it doesn't kind of sag, but that you're still moving the bow all the way to the rest. Release at 29. Could you make measure 28 more of a musical moment? I feel like everything's crescendoing to that point. I think that's kind of an important event in the music. good. And make sure that everybody in this section is using the same amount of bow. I mean, it's pretty close. But sometimes if you decide to use a full bow, make sure you're really frog to tip, full bow, everybody. Very nice retardando. And I love that you all are waiting and pausing until your conductor's hands move to then break the pose and move your music. I think that shows a lot of maturity, that you can wait and stop. Lovely ending to the piece. Beautiful dynamics. Very nice violin solo. Could be a little more expressive here at 25. Kind of lean into the line and follow dee da 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 dee da dee da da dee da da. Make sure that those eighth notes at the very end of the measure, they're pretty good. They're pretty well lined up, but sometimes from here it seems almost a hair late. Here, more expressiveness. I would like to hear more from the violins, actually. It's rare that we ask for more from the violins, but I think they could play out a little bit here. I would do more with the accents. Think more cantabile. Think more like if you had to sing this line, how you would shape it. What if you could accelerate even more through those accelerando sections? ¶¶ great resonance on the last note. Good following, and I love that some of you are smiling. It's nice to see all of you wearing white and black, looking very professional, matching that way. You are doing some really fantastic things, and you demonstrated a lot of diversity in the different styles that you played today. I encourage you to consider some old standards of the string repertoire that have been arranged for your level of ensemble. I think you would get a lot out of that because you are demonstrating so much maturity and sophistication as young junior high folks. It's really quite impressive that you're playing with such sensitivity and you're playing with such a range of dynamics and so beautifully in tune. Anyway, I congratulate you on all of those things. I'd like to thank you for your performance today and congratulate you on such a fine performance. I hope you're proud of yourselves. Thank you.